Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Have a great Friday, you wonderful, beautiful people. We have an Alice escape for you to see that guy, Bruno Mars. We're sending you to see Bruno Mars live in Las Vegas.
That sounds fun.
I know, doesn't it? Let's see. 1 hour from now, I'll give you your first code word. And then at 405 and 505, Jane's got code words. You text those to our text number, our contest text line, 20357. And you'll have a chance to win two tickets to see Bruno Mars live in Vegas on December 18th, a two-night hotel stay at Park MGM. And round-trip airfare for you and a guest, courtesy of Live Nation. Oh, it's time to play a game.
Ooh. Huh.
We have a very special guest this morning, and her name is Isla. It is Ida, and Isla is going into fifth grade this year, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
You changing schools, or is it at the same school you've been going to?
Same school.
Okay. So when does it switch to middle school?
I think it's like six
through eighth.
Okay, so six, seven, and eight, you'll be at a separate school. So you rule the school this year.
It goes from preschool to eighth grade.
Eighth, in the same school.
But they classify six, seven, eight. Mm-hmm. All right.
But well, no, she's not, like when I finished sixth grade, I went to a different school entirely. Yes. Yeah, she's not doing that.
No.
It's a small town. We live in a very small town.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to find out as you go in. Now, listen, you're not a fifth grader yet. You're almost a fifth grader.
Uh-huh.
At the end of next year, you'll have completed fifth grade. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a pass on some of these.
Okay.
Because this is an actual, I grabbed it right off of BuzzFeed. This is a sample quiz.
Yeah.
A few questions that you and your dad are going to go
back and forth. I appreciate you, helping her out there. But the only person who's going to look bad here.
Oh, it's you. Yeah. Right. I mean, that's really.
Right.
What
she's
going
to
here.
Come out just fine. I'm
all right,
the one.
Here's how it works. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read the question and you guys can bang in at any time. Now, Vinny's going to bang the gavel and you're going to hit the ding ding. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So whoever does it first will get the first chance to answer. And then if you get it wrong, the other person has a chance to steal. Here we go. Question number one. A word, phrase, or sequence that reads the same forward and backward is called what?
I can't think of it.
Do you, you've heard of that though?
I think, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take a guess. I'll give it, if either one of you come up with the first letter, don't be easy on her either. If you know what it is, Vin.
I can be easy on people.
Don't be easy on her.
I'm confused right now because I do know this, but I don't think I have the right word. Is it an anagram?
It's not an anagram.
It starts with like a P or something.
It does start with a P.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. Keep going.
I don't know the rest. I just know the beginning.
All right. Oh. It's a palindrome. She gets a half point.
What is an anagram?
An anagram is a mixed up version of it. Like you take a word and you spell something else with it.
Okay.
Isn't that an anagram?
It's in that family of things that you just mentioned.
Right.
But
it's
a word thing. Palindrome is right, though. Okay.
Question number two.
Mm-hmm.
Half point for you for the P.
Good
so from that one, if neither of you can get it, if you can give me the first letter, you get a half a point.
Okay, good.
According to the U.S. Constitution, the president is part of which of the three branches of government?
Executive.
That is correct, Vinny. So far, Vinny's smarter than a fifth grader. Come on, Isla. Step up your game.
Obvious.
Here we go. you'd be surprised.
Obvious.
It's not that obvious.
You leave behind a certain amount of learning at that grade level, and often you don't encounter it again in real life.
That is true. And fifth grade is kind of a turning point, too. You start to get into some of this stuff.
Chose that grade, I'm sure.
It'd be funny to save this and have you come back at the end of the year and see how many of these you know.
Yeah.
All right, here's the next one. What is the capital of Russia? Benny, you just bang in.
Moscow.
That's correct. What is the process of turning water into vapor called? Oh.
Evaporation.
That is correct, Isla. Evaporation is the correct answer.
Oh, I'm not supposed to clap. I'm actually trying to win.
Yeah, it's hard to be competitive against your kid. Don't let her win the game. Okay, this one's going to be quick.
Don't
what is the
win.
Tallest mammal on Earth? Go ahead.
Giraffe.
That is correct. Good one.
Great job.
It's not dragons, believe it or not. Thought it was. Who was the first person to step on the moon? Oh, Isla.
Neil Armstrong.
That is correct.
Oh,
Neil Armstrong
yes!
is correct.
She's going to win. She's turning the corner in the final stretch.
What is the process of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly called? I'm going to take that as neither of you know or Vinny's holding back. It's
well, I think it's I mean, the transformation is not. That's not the word, so I don't know.
But it is like that word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nobody?
Mm-mm.
First letter? No first letters?
No.
Metamorphosis.
Oh, okay.
Who wrote the Harry Potter book series?
J.K. Rowling.
That is
Rowling.
Correct. Rowling, Rowling.
You're killing it, kid.
What is the capital? I would not have known this one. What is the capital of Australia?
What?
I would not have known this.
Hmm.
And I'm going to give you a hint. It's not one of the main towns you hear about in Australia.
So it's not Sydney.
No. And it's not Melbourne.
Wow, this is weird.
I know.
I do a
You'll recognize the word when you hear it, but it's not that it, you won't.
Canberra.
What? Vinny got it. Canberra. What is the process?
What's the score?
The score is 4.5 for Isla to 3 for you. We're playing a round of Are You Smarter Than
What
a
Are We Doing
grader?
to 5 first or what?
I just have a couple more left.
Okay.
That's all. Get through these. And thanks, BuzzFeed. I popped a little quiz right up for me.
Yeah, BuzzFeed's good.
Yeah, I love BuzzFeed.
What are you talking about?
It's just funny. They always have some fun thing on there.
Yeah.
All right. So Vinny and his daughter Isla going head to head right now. If you're just joining us, the score is 4.5 Isla, 3 for Bryn. She's a lot closer to fifth grade than Vinny is. So, okay, next question. What is the process by which plants make their food called?
Plants make their food.
Plants make their food via this process.
Hmm.
Do you mean pollination?
I don't.
Oh.
But it does start with a P. Anybody? It's photosynthesis.
Oh.
Photosynthesis. Who wrote Romeo and Juliet? You gotta stop letting her. Stop it.
All right, Shakespeare.
That's right. We're 4.5. You're leading by half a point for getting the P on that first one. Mm-hmm. What's the capital of France? Oh.
Paris.
That's correct.
Boom!
5.5. And here's the final one. If a backyard is 50 feet long and 20 feet wide, how many square feet are in that yard? Oh.
1,000
square feet.
Oh, my God.
That's correct.
And she wins.
A score of 6.5 to 4. Sorry, Vinny, you're not as smart as a fifth grader. Mm-hmm. Fifth grader smart.
That's the last time you're coming in, kid.
I'm very excited.
That was a great job.
That was excellent.
Really fun.
Really good. All right.
Okay, on with the trash.
On with the trash. So I'm going to start with Simone Biles, and a lot of the Olympic gymnasts are doing a road tour. And we've got shows. I think they're coming to the SAP Center. Hold on, let me get to the dates on that so that I can tell you for sure. Let's see. They are in LA at the Crypto.com Arena, and yes, at the SAP Center in San Jose on September 21st. So this is, it looks like it's like 14, it's Simone Biles, Jordan Chiles, Fred Richard, and they are doing...
So they'll just do some performances based on like the
it's
floor
concert
routine.
Concert style, they're saying. A concert style spectacle.
Okay.
So...
Good. Let them rack up the dough. I hope they sell every venue out.
It's called the Gold Over America Tour.
It's great.
That's the GOAT. Gold Over America Tour. And that's her nickname, of course. Everybody who's awesome gets to be the GOAT. Simone Biles leading the way once again all across America. There's dates for this. So they say it's a concert-style spectacle showcasing the athletic journeys and gravity-defying skills of 16 notable gymnasts. Biles is obviously headlining. You know, there's info about tickets and stuff on here. I think what I'll do is I'll put this up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I thought, oh my God, that's so fun. Like, if you were into it and followed the Olympic gymnasts, and what an incredible opportunity to see this. I think it's really neat.
I think that's neat too. And I want people who've dedicated their lives to something like that and represented their country in a great way, you know, really done a great job. They should get paid. And they're not getting paid the same, you know, they don't get paid for the, so good.
Right.
Put on a show.
I know.
That's awesome.
I think it's great. And then they'll all probably take home a cut of it. You know, SAP Center, the place is huge. I'm sure I don't know if they'll sell it out, but maybe they will.
I hope they do.
I hope so too.
You know,
it's already up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I wanted to mention this, and I'll just do it now since we're talking about shows and tickets. I'm a really big fan of the Talking Heads.
Yes.
And we, early in the history of this show, got to interview Jerry Harrison, who I think he was like involved in GarageBand, like something.
He was.
Some techie thing.
Yes.
So he's doing
that
fine.
That came with like the early Apple computers.
Yeah, it still does.
I'm sure it does.
Anyway, he is doing a show with guitar god Adrian Belew.
Oh, funny.
They say here, I got to find it because I wasn't planning to. Okay, the tour, they're doing a tour. Him and Adrian Belew, who's a great guitar player from King Crimson. He played with the Talking Heads. He also did stuff with David Bowie and Nine Inch Nails. The tour stops in Santa Cruz at the Quarry on Friday. That's a ticketed performance. And so this isn't the Talking Heads. This is Jerry and Adrian Belew. And at SF's China Basin Park for a free show on Saturday.
Oh.
You're going to get to hear Once in a Lifetime, Psycho Killer, Take Me to the River. But they're doing, you know, different type of performance. Harrison lives in Marin County, so he's someone who's around.
Yeah.
I just thought, imagine that. You can go see this show for free
just
on Saturday.
On
right here.
And what's the name of the park? That's right. I think the
China Basin Park.
Yeah, that's like right down there, Dog Patch area, I think.
And the show on Friday is ticketed, so you have to pay for that show, and it's at the Quarry in Santa Cruz. So I hope these guys sell this out. I'm a big fan.
I'm sure they will. How big is the Quarry?
I've never been. Oh. I actually read this article and went, what? And I looked it up and I wrote some people I know and they went, no, I hadn't heard of that. And I went, damn. So anyway, there you go. Something to do tonight if you're in Santa Cruz and something to do tomorrow if you're in San Francisco.
Taylor Swift, she had a Kim Kardashian diss track on her latest record. It was called Thank You, Amy. And the K, the I, and the M are capitalized. And it's now called Thank You, Amy. And the Y and the E are capitalized.
Mm.
This is a release of a live version that she performed in London. So heads up, Swifties. She's released something else that you have to get.
My goodness.
So it may sound the same, but she changed the capitalized letters from Kim to Yay.
So you'd be able to tell the difference in your phone.
Yes.
Super.
I guess so. I thought that this was interesting. Apparently, you know, we've had a few stories where Airbnbs come up with some crazy thing to get a little attention. They've, you know, I think it was like the Barbie
place looked kind of cool.
It did look cool.
I can see why.
Oh,
people
no, it was a Polly Pockets
that's
thing.
It. You're
yeah.
Right.
Like a little, it looked like the little Polly Pockets makeup compact that has all her stuff in it. But they have done stuff like the Barbie Dream House and other, they'll find some weird place or some stars pad or
some of their ads too. They'll show a weird thing in the desert or some kind of a tree house thing.
Yeah.
Like there's lots of neat things that you can do if you're looking for
some unique way to spend your time. So, you know, if you're going to go someplace, why not look and see if they've got some weird thing? But booking.com is getting in on this. They mostly deal with, I think, with hotels. I don't think they do homes the way that Airbnb does. But right now, you can book a stay in Ludacris's Atlanta mansion, tacky as anything.
It is.
In my opinion. But I'm very judgy. Like bad marble floors. But here's the thing. This is not the first. Like Martha Stewart has done this through booking.com. Mariah Carey, Sarah Jessica Parker. They've all hosted stays with the vacation booking platform. And that's, so I don't know anything about booking.com, but clearly they've got some money to burn by getting people to let them use things that are undoubtedly not really their houses. They're like the guest house or something, or the side pad they have that isn't rented currently.
Well, if you're into that, maybe it'd be fun for you. I don't know. I don't think about that kind of stuff.
So Ludacris is allowing you to move into his Atlanta home for two nights, $4.04. That's a nod to the area code there, the 404. It's, let's see, booking.com is offering four guests to stay there. So, and usually these things, there's only one person gets them and it's the first person who, I don't know, qualifies for it. It's a giant McMansion. It does have, I'm looking at a movie theater, of course.
Well, and the prices in Atlanta for a while were pretty good.
They're like, still good comparative because they are building mansions there.
Both my dad's sisters, my aunts,
yes.
aunts, sorry, moved to Atlanta.
Did they sold, both, they each got separate houses or they yeah, moved
no,
together?
They, no, they have separate houses, but they both sold what they owned here and were able to go there and buy big.
Yeah.
Like my uncle, who he's the guy who mounted my butt.
Hot.
The lucky butt. Some of you know that and some of you don't. It doesn't
and the rest
matter.
Of you are just enjoying hearing about your uncle mounting your butt.
My Uncle Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Mounted your butt.
He's a longtime construction guy, you know, he was but he went to Atlanta and was able to get an earth mover, you know, on his land. He was able to go.
Got some land.
Yeah.
Move some earth.
Yep.
Yeah, it's, you know, we are all, we think it's normal to pay 1.7 for a condo around these parts. Like, we do. That's who we are in this area. And then you go anywhere else. And look, there are other expensive places. But you go to Atlanta, and if you have 1.7, you're buying the best house in Atlanta.
Yep.
If you have 7, you're buying a really freaking huge mansion in Atlanta. Like, you always hear those stories. Atlanta specifically, I feel like building McMansion neighborhoods. So this one, Ludacris's, also has what looks like a really badass studio in it as well. So if, I don't know, maybe you want to go there and record a song. He's also got what looks like his own pond and paddle boats. Oh, he's really got it all.
Paddle boats?
Yeah.
In the pond.
Come here and look. It sure looks like a paddle boat to me. Isn't that what a paddle boat looks like?
Yeah.
Yep. Right? That's him demoing it. He's sitting in it for the first time, definitely. Like, yeah, get some paddle boats for that place. It's got, you know, it's nice. It's, you know, enjoy. Have a great time. If you're into that, booking.com. Let me see if there was anything I missed from earlier today. Oh, I wanted to tell you this. I know that you're a Madden fan.
I am.
The man, not necessarily the game.
No, I don't play the game, but right. I did follow the Raiders when he was their coach. And then I thought, while a lot of people would say Madden was a terrible broadcaster, most, myself included, would say he brought something unique and special to every broadcast that most people only wish they could duplicate.
Who should play him in his biopic? This is a very famous actor that they are saying has signed to do this. Has made a lot of movies, has a very distinct look, will need some alteration to look like John Madden. Although I don't really know what John Madden looked like when he was younger, and I'm assuming, because this person is younger than Madden anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, younger than Madden, like, I don't know. In his Raider days, he was
60.
I think at one time, he might have been the youngest coach in the league. He might have held
that record.
Yeah, they're
going to need another guy to play him
okay.
in those days.
Well, as far as age-wise goes, I kind of thought, the first name I thought of was John Goodman, but I...
Oh.
He's a guy who's lost a ton of weight. It wouldn't work for him. Who are you talking about?
Nicolas Cage will portray John Madden, the legendary football coach and sports commentator in the David O. Russell upcoming biographical drama, Madden. Nick Cage.
What?
See, yep.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, that's funny.
I know. It is kind of funny, but you know, there's a side-by-side, and Madden's significantly heavier in this picture. But you can kind of see... Like a little, like with some prosthetics and a couple changes. I don't know that he'd be able to play him as a young man, but I mean, these days, geez, they can. I don't even know why they don't just have Matt. There's probably enough shots of him on TV that they could put together an AI version of him. He could play himself.
Huh.
I know. It's weird, huh?
Well, the problem I mean, I think Nicolas Cage is a good actor.
Me too.
That's my opinion. But I also think he comes with too much to the table. Like, I need to, you almost want a no-name guy so that they can fall into that role and not be
Nick Cage. It's hard to cast that. You want someone who's going to draw some people that people really like, but then it's nice to have someone who can just adopt the role and not be Tom Cruise the whole time.
That's a tough one because I know the game keeps the Madden name in young people's mind, and maybe they do want to know the story of the guy who...
Maybe.
You know, I've played this game every day for my whole childhood.
Just talking about wrote a book about Madden. You were telling me somebody from
Stan
KCBS.
Bunger,
yeah, that's it.
Who used to be, he was our colleague here. He did KCBS mornings while right. to our
a
mornings
fellow
here.
Newsman.
Yes. He retired and took all of the hours of interviews and call-ins he did with Madden and turned that into a book.
Wow.
And he did I love Stan. I'm a big fan. And I think what did we decide? We looked it up at the time. I don't even know now, but it's coming out next month.
It was right around the corner. I don't have that date in front of me. It just now occurred to me.
I know
that
it's a big story for the Bay Area. So I'll let you know when the book comes out.
All right.
And I certainly want to plug Stan as much as possible.
Right. What you got coming up, Vin?
Oh, so much stuff, including your text. But let's see here. ChatGPT is going to help you with your dating after these.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. There are some good people sitting right outside this studio.
Mm-hmm.
Radio advertising works. We have seen it happen. We have watched people shoot up into the stratosphere. And we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com and let us get you rocking on Alice.
This Alice report is brought to you by the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Our amazing free Odyssey. App is the home of the Sarah and Vinny Show. And you can listen to Alice in 97.3 all day, home, car, anywhere you are. Plus, you'll be automatically entered for a vast array of amazing contests. Download the Odyssey app today.
Odyssey.
Great job, kid. Thank you.
Isla's in here with us today. Very exciting morning for us.
Oh, boy.
It's a girl.
You know what's funny? Her mom wrote in and said, I have that audio somewhere. There's no way to send it to us.
Don't just wait till we have someone who will know where to put it. Oh, is he kicking you out because you're coughing?
No. She's in the middle of like eating and doing some things. You're welcome to sit or go whenever you want.
I just finished eating.
Okay.
All right. Hang out.
All right. So here's what's happening. We'll begin with today is National Roller Coaster Day. And I tell that because your boy loves roller coasters or did.
Mm.
You still love them?
Well, he was obsessed. He's one of those kids. They get that one thing and they're like, oh my God, I got to find out every single thing about this.
Well, no one in his family's like that. So that's weird.
Yeah, I know. It's one of a kind.
Hmm.
Yeah. But I don't know if he's into roller coasters anyway. I love roller coasters. I can't do round and round rides because I'll get sick.
Spinning.
But I can do up and down and upside down. I love roller coasters.
Yeah, there's something funny about that. The feeling where you're just like dropping down in your seat and you're going, oh God.
So good.
But then when it's over, you're like, that was great. I loved it.
What's the name of the one at the boardwalk? Thunder something?
I haven't done the one on the boardwalk, the big giant wood one.
Oh my God.
Is it the Dipper?
Giant Dipper.
Giant Dipper.
Have you done that?
No.
Oh my God. Go on it.
You're tall enough. I don't like roller coasters.
They're so fun.
No, I really don't like roller coasters.
Didn't your boy love them and then wouldn't go on them for a while?
When he was really little, we would wait in hour long lines and he'd look at the thing and he'd walk right through onto the other side where he could exit. He's like, I can't do it. I'm not doing it. I love that. The thing I love about the coaster, the Giant Dipper, is that it just feels like it might fall apart. Like, it just is, like, clackety and
old. Yeah.
And even as you're waiting in line for it, there's all, like, historical pictures of it. Like, it's so cool. I love that coaster.
Well, people come from all over all summer long to ride it, so it's clearly a draw. In fact, we're coming to the end of summer, and people will stop coming for that here very soon.
Oh, I suppose the people of the Santa Cruz area look forward to that time of year.
Well, I think everyone likes the boardwalk and the the cake it brings mm-hmm. to town. But then also, yeah, thank you. We can have our place back.
I can drive places within 5 minutes.
Right. Okay, so I saw this and thought, well, ChatGPT and AI continues to find new ways to work in our lives.
Yeah.
I know that you quickly adopted it yep. and started using it here.
It's really helpful.
Christina, Isla's mom, has adopted it and uses it in her work as well.
What?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yep. AI. Can't solve all the world's problems yet, but one thing it can do is catch all the shorties from lying on their dating profile.
Oh.
Someone realized you can use ChatGPT to figure out if someone is fibbing about their height. You just upload pictures of them and ask, how tall would you estimate this person is? And it uses their surroundings and stuff in the background to figure out their height. So if someone says, yeah, I'm 5'10", and they're really, and that's
and
actually
Tom Cruise.
That's not the worst case scenario. I guess it would be if someone says, I'm 5'6", and they're actually 5'2". Mm. Like, that's where you really find yourself going, oh, no. I don't, maybe
listen,
don't.
There's nothing wrong with being 5'2 or 5'6 or 5'10 or 7'10.
Agreed.
Like, it's just, mm-hmm. you know. But if you lie about it, you're just starting off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
An AI expert tried it with 10 friends and family and said it was accurate.
Wow.
Within 1 inch for all of them.
Wow.
So you can use ChatGPT to catch liars on dating apps.
That's crazy.
Well, you'll be on dating apps before dad knows it.
I'd like to think she's going to date the kids
she
in
just
her school.
She just pulled a Vinny. She went like this. Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
Good job.
That.
This yeah, is
I'll talk to you in 5 years.
Right. This is kind of fun. I like this.
Okay, tell me.
A bunch of people in London raised over $4,000 to send a 63-year-old street cleaner on vacation. His name is Paul Spears. He'd only been out of the UK once in his life and really wanted to take a trip to Portugal. And I have a picture of him. He's an older guy. I'm 63. It turned out, even though these people raised the money on his behalf and wanted to give it to him, because city workers aren't allowed to accept monetary gifts, they told him, you can't go on that.
What?
You can't have that.
Oh.
So a travel website stepped in. A company called On the Beach decided to hold a contest with a $4,000 trip to Portugal as the grand prize. The rules to enter were, you had to be between 62 and 64. You had to be loved by your community. You had to be a street cleaner in London.
Oh, my God.
And you had to have the last name Spears. So he won. They got around all the red tape and his company said, all right, you're fine. You can go.
That's amazing. He's so beloved. Like, that is so awesome.
That is.
Like, what a weird thing. What do you do? I'm a street cleaner. Really? Huh. And I've never been out of the UK. Incredible.
They also matched the original amount people donated and gave it to a cancer charity.
Oh.
On Paul's behalf. So that's pretty nice.
That's some generous people there.
It's
a good workaround.
Yeah. Well, clearly he's beloved by his community, and that is, it needed to happen.
Yeah. I love it.
A 19-year-old panda named Ying Ying is the new mom. After giving birth to twins at the zoo in Hong Kong yesterday.
Oh, wow.
A boy and a girl.
That's so rare.
Mating pandas is a whole thing.
It's like, it never happens.
Mm-hmm. She's the oldest panda on record to become a first-time mom.
Wow.
Way to go.
That's
baby pandas.
How long, do we
By
know?
The way, they're just pink little things. You would, if I showed you these little babies,
you'd never know.
I don't know
baby
what that
rat,
is.
Baby rat, right. Baby guinea pig.
Mm-hmm. Who knows what that is.
How long do pandas live? Because it does sound, it sounds old. They, you know what? Pandas only live about 20 years. Like, she had a baby right before she.
Well, let's not
hope
go there,
that she
but
lived,
I mean,
that, you
yeah,
know, they give her a
I'd
reason
like
to live.
That, yes.
They do say Chinese scientists have reported zoo pandas as old as 35.
Oh, good.
But their average lifespan is, 20 years in the wild. Okay. So they live a little longer. Well,
I remember being in Washington, D.C., and part of the trip my family took was because the pandas were on loan from right. China at the D.C. Zoo. And so we went and visited, and it was a big thing. You don't get to see pandas. All right, this next story is people are sharing purchases they think are 100% worth the money.
Okay.
So try to think about something where you bought it and went, this was worth every freaking penny. Here's some of the stuff people wrote.
All right.
Quality tires on your car. It's for safety's sake, and it's worth the money. I definitely know.
I don't know.
Yeah, totally. I agree. I know that there are people who would go, I'll take a retread. Those retreads end up being...
They're the blowouts on the highway.
They're left on the highway. They're the thing that your car hit when you go, what was that?
Yeah.
It's the retread.
I mean, get new tires and everything, but I don't think you need to... Like, they'll upsell you too. I don't know.
I
don't even think about them anymore. Once they're on there, it's like, that hurt. And I don't even care about them. They're dirty. Look at them on the ground. Of course, I don't drive all the way from Santa Cruz every day. So, you know,
I'm all about tires. I get my tires rotated every 5,000 miles.
Oh my God.
And it's not by the people who do my regular tune-ups either. It's the people who sold me the tires. So I have to make a separate trip, drop my car and walk home and leave it for the day to get them rotated, but it's worth it.
They do like a whole thing, a balance
Normally don't need to. But it's, I don't have the tools anymore to do it. You know, through the years of moving, I got rid of my jack and all the other stuff I had. So I just leave it for them. Tip the guy who did it. And
thank you.
Right. Paying for movers when you're moving to a new place.
That is absolutely worth it.
Yeah.
100.
I don't pay them to pack.
Like Some people will do the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I definitely think, you don't want to do that yourself and you don't want to ask your friends to do it for you.
You know, we've talked a lot about YouTube over the years and how like that's what the kids are watching. Riley, and I may have told you this before, he watches these weird Japanese where the guy...
People want to know what that guy is. I saw more than one person
That's a different guy.
Oh.
This guy in particular, he's a young guy, and I want to say it's like Zokio or something. Whatever. He moves. He and his wife move.
Zokio?
Yeah, like he's got a cool name that he uses. I'll see if Riley can send it to me. And I'll have him send me the other guy, too, who builds the houses. Because John loves that show. Like, loves it. Has he put up a new episode? Any improvements on the kitchen yet? So Riley watches this guy. And he is moving with his wife from one apartment in Tokyo to a bigger apartment in Tokyo. And I will tell you, it is one of the most fascinating things, the most fascinating 15 minutes of video I've ever seen. They hire a moving company from Tokyo. You can't believe the level of precision that happens and cleaning. Like these people pack it, clean it, mark it. You can't believe it.
The videos of the company of movers.
Comes in and this guy's commenting. He goes, we had the initial meeting. They go through the whole thing. They bring over all the stuff. They pack everything up. Not only do they pack it and mark everything, they have put moving blankets on all the hallways. They've sent like cookies and a note to everyone in the building because you're going to be disrupting them.
Oh.
They move you to the new place. They unpack you and put everything away. Like you show up an hour later and like you open up a drawer and all the stuff that was in this corresponding drawer at the other house is in there. Like it's crazy. It's fascinating.
So they've perfected
it. You can't believe
what does it cost, though? They don't say.
They do say, and it's not what you'd think. It's less than you would think. Like they are pro.
All right.
Yeah, I'll text him right now and see if he'll send me the link to it. Back to you.
Relationship problems can be tough. Who hasn't had those? Only Sarah.
No, I've had them. Everybody has relationship problems. And it's not just the relationship with your person, but relationships with friends, with kids, other people in your family.
A Minnesota woman is facing charges after hitting her boyfriend with her car.
Oh.
While they were on their way to couples therapy. Happened Saturday. 30-year-old Veronica Gast was behind the wheel and her boyfriend was in the passenger seat. They'd been fighting all day. Things got heated on their drive, and he broke up with her. That is it!
I'm getting out of the... That was his mistake, getting out of the car.
He told her their relationship was over and asked her to take him home. She stopped in the middle of the road and said, "Get out." And he said, "All right, fine." Their stories differ after that.
Of course they do. There's always at least two sides to every story.
He says, "They locked eyes as he was crossing in front of her car."
Oh, boy. They locked eyes.
She floored it, causing him to fly over the hood and slam onto the windshield, and he's lucky to be alive. He ended up with a cut on his right elbow, and she ended up with a cracked windshield because he cracked it with his body and his head. He says it happened when she hit him. She says, "That's not true. He punched the windshield out of anger." She also tried to claim she didn't hit him on purpose. Oh, so she did hit him. And she just didn't see him there. Oh.
Well, and he's all, "We locked eyes."
Yeah.
She
eventually changed her story and admitted, "All right, I did it." She's facing second degree assault charges, and it sounds like their relationship is in fact officially over. No amount of therapy can help them now. They'd been dating for about a year, and they were already in hard therapy.
Yeah, this, I feel like there were warning signs.
You're not a good fit when you are.
Red flags. I love red.
Yeah, you should.
My favorite color.
Really be able to make the easy first. The first year's easy.
Yeah.
If you can't make that without having knockdown, drag out arguments, it's not worth the wait till real challenges
knock
come.
Knock down and drag out.
Health challenges, kid challenges. Mm. Who knows? Wiener's not working. Whatever. Whatever your challenge might
be.
I mean,
right.
There's things that can come up. That's when you might be arguing. But in the first year?
It does feel like that should work. The first year should be, you should have a landmark first fight within your first year. Like, oh God, it's the first time we ever fought. But therapy should be years. If you're already in therapy, it's already too late.
Yeah, I agree.
But you should continue in therapy separately because you're both crappy people is what it sounds like here.
Oof. You're not kidding. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. I love hearing Isla on the air. Chris Burlingame Odyssey.
It's been so fun, Chris Burlingame Odyssey.
I can't find it right now. Oh, the Giant Dipper turned 100 this year.
Oh, so are they doing like a big celebration or
they
something?
They did have a celebration. I wasn't sure. That's why I didn't throw it out there if it was 100 for the boardwalk or for the Dipper. But yes, it turns out it's the Dipper.
I love the historical photos as you're kind of winding your way down to get onto that thing because it just shows you like humans. I mean, think about like they experienced the same things, the same coaster. And for 100 years now, you got on that thing in your weird early 1900s clothes and had the same thrill. It's just so fun. It's such a cool thing.
A lot of restaurants in Santa Cruz, different places have old black and whites of the 50s or
I love that.
You know, the 40s.
Yep.
And it's the spot that you like.
Oh, I recognize that hillside
that
over
is,
there.
But that's very different. Okay. It's cool.
Yeah.
I agree. 650 says, ignore the Madden movie, Vinny. Not only is the casting weird, but it's supposedly about the making of the video game, not Madden himself and the sports record that allowed him to become the video game icon. So it's not about his coaching come
up. It's a biopic, huh?
And it's not about him becoming an announcer. It sounds like it's a look, this
well,
is a texter. I don't
things,
know.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Madden is he's a beloved, and especially, it's the NFL. The NFL's number one in everything it does.
Yeah. Da-da-da,
put a show up against it, I dare you. See what happens.
Hey, my sister's texting in.
Hey, sis.
She says, we also saw the pandas when they were on loan in D.C. We could have been there at the same time as Vinny.
What are you doing? I've told that story 10 times to you and not
I have
once.
Zero. I remember going to D.C. for sure. Yeah, my grandparents lived in D.C. for a while.
What are the cherry blossoms?
Yeah, I don't know if we went.
You don't remember
that
the cherry blossom?
I remember cherry blossom, but they only happen in April. So when did we go? Or May?
Oh, no. They're there in other times.
Cherry blossom trees blossom once a year in like May. What time, when did you go?
I don't know when, but I cherry blossoms are a thing in DC.
They absolutely are.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got cherry trees planted all the way down. They blossom once a year for like a month.
Look at you going out on a limb.
I'm not out on a limb. I know from cherry trees. I have a cherry tree in my yard. Blooms from like April 5th to April 30th.
I wonder if one of them...
I wonder if Sandy knows the exact dates.
Well, she probably has the pictures. I mean, you know.
Well, if the things were blooming, I mean, maybe it goes into June?
I don't know, man. It sounds like you do know. Except you don't know because you don't even remember being there.
I don't remember being
there.
What's
coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, boy. I have more info, a little bit more info on the Matthew Perry story, plus coffee.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.